Tax reform looks good for farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Death tax is a disaster for this country and a disaster for so many small businesses and farmers, and we're getting rid of it.
President Donald Trump speaking to supporters in Indiana this week with a promise of drastic tax cuts to help the middle class and, in particular, our farmers.
We are making our taxes simple again. We are simplifying our tax system. To protect millions of small businesses and the American farmer, we are finally ending the crushing, the horrible, the unfair estate tax, or as it is often referred to, the death tax.
Killing the death tax or estate tax has long been on the priority list for America's farmers, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval said in a statement after the release of the tax reform framework was announced yesterday. Farmers and ranchers need permanent tax provisions, he says, like the continuation of cash accounting and like-kind exchanges, unlimited stepped-up basis, and lower capital gains taxes. Agriculture is a high-risk, high-input, capital-intensive business, and these provisions are essential to success. He says the American Farm Bureau looks forward to working with Congress to assure that these meaningful reforms are included in any comprehensive tax package.
That means, especially for all of you with small businesses that are really tremendous businesses, you'll be able to leave them to your family, and your family won't have to run out and do a fire sale to try and get the money to pay the tax, lose the business, ends up going out of business, all of those jobs are lost. The farmers in particular are affected. They have wonderful farms, but they can't pay the tax.
Obviously a long way to go for tax reform, but encouraging for our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.